And closing out this edition of SIP Northwest Live on the Radio Northwest Network, I'm Brian Bushlack from our studios in Seattle this weekend. As the celebration continues, it's Taste Washington Wine Month. To learn more, visit tastewashington.org. Okay, a lot of fun this past week out in Woodinville. Our good friend Damon Heward teaming up with Dan Marino. We caught up with Damon and Chris Peterson, but the question I had for these guys is, what's Marino up to these days?
Well, you know, he's working a little bit for the Dolphins and probably playing a little golf. But I'm telling you, the guy is on top of me. He's like, where's my wine? What's the deal with the wine? What day are we releasing the wine? So Danny is all in this thing, too. Chris would tell you the same thing. And it's so fun to have this project to continue our relationship. I mean, we live 3,000 miles away. We played, you know, what, 15 years ago now? 17 years it's been. So it's fun to have this project and share our passion and friendship through wine.
This time of year, we look forward to spring release, and I know you probably more than anybody in Washington wine country, because you got this awesome new facility here in the Woodinville Warehouse District. I mean, it's really cool, and I would imagine that your spring release is going to be a big party here, huh?
It is. No, we are fired up to get all of our customers up here to see this place for the first time. And, you know, it'd just be a place to share a glass of wine and let them know how much we appreciate them supporting our project and continue to hopefully do it for years to come. But it is. It's a neat space. I think there's 21 wineries in this park right here with Avenia right next door. We just see some great things coming down the pipeline and can't wait to share it with all of our customers.
Now, let's rewind the clock before we run out of time here, because I remember when you were starting this and you know, Chris is making great wine, but you're like, man, we gotta sell this wine, right? You've done that. But I remember back then you were like, oh, boy, I mean, how's this going to go? And it's gone well, hasn't it?
No, it's gone really well. There's no doubt about it. And I think it's a tribute to the quality of the wine. You know, I think certainly, you know, maybe they'll buy your first vintage if you know, there's some news and some hype and some excitement around it. But are they going to come back year two? And so far, so good. I mean, we've pre-sold about 40% of this 2013 vintage, you know, months before we've released it. And that's a credit to the quality of the 2012, them liking that, wanting to come back for more. So we are super excited about where we're headed as a business. But there's no doubt it's challenging. I mean, wine, as I said earlier, is one of the single most competitive consumer products in the world. And we know at our price point, it's not going to be easy. But if the quality's there, if the story's there, and we continue to spare no expense to try to do it right, we should be okay as a business.
And I should point out that your rock star winemaker is a native Oregonian, as am I. But while I have you here, with all due respect to our listeners in Eugene, let's talk Husky football with Damon Heward. Now, can we not talk Husky football while we have the color commentator for the Huskies here? Hey, really a great finish for them, huh?
Yeah, it really was. No doubt about it. The Apple Cup was great. You know, the Cougs coming in there flying high. And you can change it from the Apple Cup to the Apple turnover. We forced 7 turnovers that afternoon. Got after them. Huge win. And all that momentum carried on into the bowl game, the Heart of Dallas Bowl, where we took care of Southern Miss. So a great year, 7-6. I think Vegas had us at the over-under at 4. So, you know, you could argue we had the three most important positions on offense. We had true freshmen playing, the quarterback, the running back, the left tackle, all of them played at an extremely high level. You pair that with this really good recruiting class we hope to line up here next week, and Coach Peterson, I really feel like this rocket's about to take off.
It's good to hear, because I'll tell you something, we got a lot of friends in Eugene, we stay in touch, and I get the feeling that after 10 or so years now, it's, you know, Duck fans have now kind of come back to the middle. They're like, you know, we would like to see the Huskies come back and have a real rivalry. Don't you get that feeling?
Yeah, and it's coming. it really is. It's been a long time, and no doubt, give the Ducks a lot of credit. They've done some great things down there, and have established themselves. And no doubt about it, that rivalry is as fierce as it's ever been from the Husky end, because you know, they haven't won a game in so long. But, you know, the way I kind of equate the Pac-12 and kind of the state it's in right now is much like the NFL. It's a quarterback-driven league where, you know, the talent kind of – there's a lot of talent out there. Kids aren't afraid to maybe go to another school because they think they're going to play early as a freshman or whatnot. So the talent's across the board. It's who has the best quarterback out there on Saturdays that's usually going to lead you to victory. And as we know, the Huskies with Jake Browning, who's a true freshman last year, he's going to be here for a long time coming. Stanford and Oregon next year are going to have to figure out who their quarterback is again. So I think that bodes well for the Huskies, and it should make really for an interesting game next fall in Eugene.
Well, you're not listening to Sports Talk Radio. This is SIP Northwest Live, but we couldn't resist asking former Husky great Damon Heward his take on football. Boy, coming up here in just a few months. That's all the time we have for this edition of the show. Taste Washington Wine Month continues next weekend right here on SIP Northwest Live.